Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Connor Riley, good to have you back on. I think, you know, it was a surprise for me, maybe not for you, but I want to know, when I heard Eric Stokes being taken 29th in the first round, I was like, what? Now, I know he's fast, and I know he ran a great time, but that was a little surprising to me that he ended up being a first-round pick and the first dog off the board.
Yeah, I would say I was definitely surprised that he was the first bulldog off the board. Him, like, I thought he'd go like in that 35 to 45 range, so him going 29 isn't that surprising to me, but I do think him going ahead of Aziz Ojulari, or even him going ahead of his teammate Tyson Campbell, that was a little surprising to me. And I think Eric's going to be a great player, but just with, I think, what Aziz showed at college last year and then what Tyson can potentially be, I thought those screamed more first-round pick than Eric Stokes did.
Yeah, I mean, we said it, Aziz Ojulari, I mean, tremendous. They love the upside. And I didn't want to be mean-spirited about it, but sometimes they were conspicuous in some of the bigger games. Is that unfair?
Mm-hmm. No, especially I think you look at the second half of that Alabama game and then even in that Florida game, the Georgia defensive line really didn't get a ton of pressure, especially you think back to that second half of the Alabama game. Yeah, he got the pressure to force the Mac Jones interception early on, but late in that game when Georgia's defense was needed to make a play and go out there and try and turn Alabama over and get them off the field, they couldn't do it. And Alex Leatherwood ended up going in the first round, and while that was, I think, a bit higher than all of us expected, I think you can go back and watch how Aziz played in the second half of that game. It wasn't his best effort. And then you add in, you look at the guys who were pass rushers that were taken in the first round ahead of him. The only one smaller than 6'5 is Kwity Paye, and he's 6'4. Aziz measured in at 6'2, and then you mention it, you throw in the fact that he did have that knee injury stemming from high school, and that could give NFL teams concern going forward. I'm not surprised that he fell to 50. I would say I was probably a little surprised that he fell that deep into the second round. I thought he would have been an earlier pick there on day two.
Monty Rice goes to the Titans. So, you know, defensively, we see all these dogs come off the board. We're like, why wasn't the defense better during the season if they're putting all these guys in the league, right? That's the first thing I kept thinking about. All the offensive guys, you know, Ben Cleveland we get to later, but I'm thinking all these first couple of picks for the dogs were defensive guys.
Right, and I just think that goes to show where college football as a sport is right now. I think the first seven picks in the draft were defensive players, and even the fact that J.C. Horn, an Alpharetta native, went 8, the fact that he went that high at 8, I think was surprising to some people. College football is just an offensive game right now, and while Georgia led the country in rush defense a season ago, and we've led the SEC in yards per play allowed, the fact that they put that much talent in the draft and really didn't make a huge difference, especially in those big games against Alabama and Florida, I think just goes to show further evidence that college football, you have to be able to win with offense now, because you can have as much talent as you want, but at the end of the day, good offense just beats good defense. That proved itself out in the draft, and it proved itself out on the field last year for Georgia.
It is our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. But, you know, Carl touched on it. I mean, Tyson Campbell, LeCount, Stokes, Stevenson, who transferred to Miami. I mean, can Tyke Smith play five positions?
I mean, he might be able to play a lot. I don't think we're going to see him at corner, but I do think he can play safety in a pinch and is going to line up at that star position for Georgia. But yeah, I think the draft really reinforces that Georgia's secondary is going to look a lot different next year. Now, yes, you do bring back safeties with starting experience in Chris Smith and Lewis Cien, and I think you feel good there. But the cornerback position, Georgia has zero career active starts on its roster right now, and that's why it wouldn't surprise me to see Georgia go out there, go into the transfer portal, and try and bring someone in. Scholarships aren't an issue right now in terms of worrying about getting under the 85 number. They're already under that, and they're probably going to lose even a few more guys potentially to the transfer portal in the coming weeks. So Georgia's going to have room to go and add at that cornerback position, and just given the inexperience that they have there, I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest to see Georgia go out and try and add and get better at that cornerback position.
Connor Riley, our guest from Dog Nation. Make sure you follow him on social media. Check out all of his content there. Ben Cleveland, the pictures of Ben Cleveland, he looked like a monster leading into this draft. Like, the pictures that were out there, you're going, man, you just didn't realize how big and dominant this guy was. He goes to the Ravens, and I think it was a great pickup for them, by the way.
Right. The thing with Cleveland, especially like a lot of the pictures that they showed, those aren't recent pictures. Those are pictures from like 4 or 5 years ago when
he's
the first big one, Rusty Manziel 247 captured this when he was about, I think, 14 years old. He has just always been a massive human being, and really, it's a credit to him. This time a year ago, he was not thought of as a third-round potential draft pick. He did not have a great junior season, comes back for his senior year, really develops, improves, and lands, I think, in a great spot in Baltimore where they have a great track record of developing their offensive linemen into really good players. He's got a chance to play right away thereafter. They trade away Orlando Brown. And, I like what Ben Cleveland became over the course of his college career, going from sort of this novelty physical freak to being an all-SEC offensive lineman and now a draft pick by the Baltimore Ravens.
It is our man Connor Riley, guys, counting down to Clemson. We joked around a couple of weeks ago about the, whatever it's called, Rub the Rock or whatever it's called, and Clemson talking about how they're going to have advantages here and there. Let me throw this at you, Connor Riley. Are we going to be talking about JT Daniels as the first quarterback taken off the board over a guy like Spencer Rattler next year? What are the odds of that happening?
So if I were a gambling man and I have placed a few bets in my day, I wouldn't bet on that. If only because you look at this year, some guys slid because of injury concerns, injury history. You look at Aziz Ojolari in particular there, sliding because of a knee injury he had in high school. Well, with JT Daniels, we've known he has multiple knee surgeries on that knee that suffered an injury in his sophomore year at USC. So because of that, I wouldn't feel great about saying he's going to be the first quarterback taken. Having said all that, I think he's going to have an awesome year and is going to very much put himself in the conversation to be one of the first quarterbacks off the board. He has great, the leadership stuff, we've talked about it on here before, what he's going to bring to a team, the maturity that he already has. He's got great arm strength. His athleticism in the pocket, I think, is a little underrated. While he might not be the considered dual threat that teams might want, he has no issue moving around, and I think actually does have really good athleticism moving side to side laterally. It's just the reason, ultimately, I don't think JT is going to be the number one overall pick. It's not because of talent or what he's not going to do at Georgia this year. It's because of those long-term knee injury concerns that he has and will be entering the league with.
What did I miss on Trey McKitty? Because the Chargers select him, and I'm like, I didn't see that kind of potential. I thought he might be an undrafted free agent. Did I miss something with him?
Well, so it's maybe fair to wonder if the Georgia coaching staff had as well, just given what NFL teams saw from him. At Florida State, he had 25 catches in the two seasons prior to coming to Georgia, and he only gets 6. I would point out, Trey had a knee injury late in fall camp that caused him to miss, I believe, the first game of the season. It really took him some time to get integrated into the offense. And then, really, the passing offense for most of last season wasn't where it needed to be. He sat out the bowl game there, so he really only played, I think, 8 games last season. But there were flashes where you saw Trey McKitty was an athletic difference maker at that tight end position. Georgia just, for whatever reason, and they have plenty of bodies to feed out there, George Pickens, Jermaine Burton, Kyrus Jackson, but 2 straight years now, Georgia has had a tight end taken in the NFL draft, and both of them had fewer than 10 receptions in their time at Georgia. I find that to be just really fascinating and interesting, where those guys clearly have difference-making traits and draftable traits, but for whatever reason, the production just hasn't matched up with what NFL teams see in those guys.
Carl, remember Stephen Hill? Yeah. The Georgia Tech wide receiver. Remember, we couldn't believe the Jets drafted him early in the second round.
That's true.
Like, what the hell is going on at Georgia Tech? We'll get to Tech in a second. Hey, Connor, speaking of tight ends, I know we talked about him after the spring game, but with all the excitement about Kyle Pitts, and I'm not trying to put him in that same conversation, but will we see Darnell Washington, who looks like a physical freak of his own, get in? Because I know you talked about we're missing a few of those wide receivers that we're expecting to see. But can Washington be an X factor for this team this year? Speaking of McKitty.
I absolutely think they can, and I don't think it'll be because of like what Darnell does and the progressions he makes. It's going to be Georgia actively choosing to make him a big part of the offense. I think Florida did that a year ago with Kyle Pitts. It paid off wonderfully for both Pitts and Florida, seeing the difference maker that he was, especially in the red zone. I think you want to see the same thing with Todd Monken calling plays this year for Georgia, deciding to use Darnell Washington in that role. Because, again, I think Jermaine Burton's going to be a really good player. Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint, who made a really good catch the other day on social media and looks to be getting healthier. I really like what Georgia has in its wide receiver room, but there aren't many human beings in the world that have the size and athletic ability that a Darnell Washington does. And with tight ends, especially at the college level, we've seen you just have to decide to use them. And in a game where, you know, the athletic advantages against, say, lesser opponents like Vanderbilt, Georgia Tech, Georgia doesn't need to rely on an athletic difference maker like Darnell Washington, because Jermaine Burton, Kyrus Jackson in those games are those guys. Against a team like a Clemson, against an Ohio State, against an Alabama, Darnell Washington is an athletic difference maker, even on a field with elite prospects. And so really, if Darnell is going to have the big year that I think a lot of us think he can, it's going to come down to Georgia deciding that's how they want to go out and use Darnell Washington in the passing game.
As always, Connor Riley, great stuff. Appreciate you stopping by. Let them know where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. We've got a ton of stuff up on Dog Nation. I'll be writing tomorrow about the Georgia Clemson and that budgeting rivalry and what it's really going to look like over the next couple of years.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.